listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We have an extremely important program today, something that you must know about, and you must pass this on to your friends, family, and people you know. And the reason that you must pass it on is because it's a life or death issue. And on top of that, this is not a speculative, it's not in anybody's wildest imagination. There's no way you could misconstrue this as being a conspiracy theory unless you've lost your mind. I'm going to read you firsthand documentation from the original source, but then it's up to you to spread it far and wide, because what it essentially does is it answers the questions, the big questions, regarding COVID-19, the vaccination, all the secondary procedures, the hundreds of millions of deaths, and all kinds of other stuff that allegedly has been covered up. And this is dirty stuff. It's evil stuff. Now, I will say this. If I was one of the people that was one of the heads, like let's say on the board of directors of one of these globalist multinational corporations that manufactured vaccines or whatever. Now, if let's say for some reason, and that would never happen because I tell the truth and my career wouldn't last very long. That would be the end of me. But let's say by some strange reason that I'm appointed to the board of one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world. Not just one, I could be on any number of them. And I'm going to deliberately not name the vaccination company, even though it's a household word, even though you can find out about it in your local newspaper, etc. But out of legal prudence, because we live in a very strange time, out of legal prudence, I'm going to not use the precise name of some of these companies. But if you want to know their names, I mean, you could find out their names in 3 minutes by Google searching, by opening a paper, because there's only a handful of multinational corporations that are in the business of manufacturing, producing, and distributing vaccinations. So it wouldn't take you long to figure it out. Okay, so this is what happened relatively recently, or at least it has gone public relatively recently. There's been an explosive news announcement. Now, this news announcement, the source is not, quote, a conspiracy theorist. I hate to use the word, but the source is not by any stretch of the imagination a conspiracy theorist. The source is not a media person, a social media person, a so-called journalist, because we really don't have journalists anymore. The source is the actual company itself that manufactures and distributes the COVID vaccination. One particular company, and I'm sure the others are going to follow in one way or another, they dropped what's called a bombshell document dump on this company's top secret, highly classified, for your eyes only, vaccine data. Okay, it's out in the open. So this isn't a third party. It isn't a second party. It isn't, you know, somebody heard something or whatever. There's no way that this information that I'm going to share with you, if you haven't heard about it already, there's no way that this information could be misconstrued as inaccurate, because it comes from the ultimate firsthand source, which is the actual company, the actual globalist, multinational, big pharmaceutical company. It comes directly from them, directly from their offices. Their employees at the highest level compose this document a number of years ago, and now, to everybody's surprise, there's been a bombshell document dump on this company's secret, top secret vaccine data. Okay, so in a minute, I'm going to give you a source. There's numerous sources where you can look at this, but I'll give you a source that's a good source to use. Now, I'm going to say allegedly. The reason I'm going to say allegedly is because of the legal landscape that we live in. And so I'm going to leave it up to you to fill in the blanks. Okay? So, allegedly, the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, fought to keep this vaccination highly classified data. The FDA allegedly fought to keep it hidden for 55 years. That's a long time. In February of 2021, this massive pharmaceutical company had already received more than 1,200 reports of deaths allegedly caused by the vaccine and tens of thousands of reported adverse effects, including 23 cases of spontaneous abortions out of 270 pregnancies and more than 2,000 reports of cardiac disorders. So where does this documentation, this highly classified material, come from? It comes directly from the top offices of this giant big pharmaceutical company that is in the business of manufacturing and distributing vaccines. This is from their reports. This isn't from the FDA. This isn't from some watchdog, some whistleblower. This is from their reports. This is on, I believe, their letterhead. In any case, there's no dispute that this came from this big pharmaceutical company itself. Now, this confidential Big Pharma report, and I encourage you to read it or read the short version, the only reason it was released, because it had to be released legally as part of a Freedom of Information procedure, FOI, Freedom of Information, Freedom of Information Act, forced them to reveal the contents of this report, this classified report, hidden and buried by the big pharma company. So, when you go through the Freedom of Information report, it provides data from the company itself. It provides data on deaths and adverse events reported by the big pharma company itself. From the outset of the vaccine project, which started basically in December of 2020, to the end of February 2021, which, by the way, is a very short period of time, at most 2.5 months. So even though it's great that we have documented truth to examine, we must be sober and remember that they have only provided a very short period of time concerning the big pharma reports, and this short period of time is at most 2.5 months. So they only gave us 2.5 months of their data, their documentation, and all their classified corporate reports on the vaccination. So the big pharma company and their vaccine was launched in the U.S. on December 14th after the granting of emergency use authorization on December 11th, 2020. Now, what this emergency use authorization is, you would love to have that. We all would love to have that because it's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card. The granting of emergency use authorization on December 11th, 2020, basically, the government says, we're giving you a green light to everything you're doing that falls under the umbrella of the vaccine, vaccinations, and any related medicine, any related scientific or technological studies, anything that is connected to the vaccine or the manufacturing of the vaccine, such as the secret components. And they're still hiding stuff, by the way. So this emergency use authorization gives them a legal exemption, where, as I understand it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, as I understand it, that for whatever period of time that the government decides, these giant big pharma companies can't be prosecuted for breaking any laws, including directly, allegedly directly harming the people who use their vaccine in good faith, like children, like mothers, like husbands, and everything else. So all those deaths and all those spontaneous abortions and the heart attacks and all the other stuff that allegedly was attributed to the vaccination, these big pharma companies are legally, they can't be prosecuted because this was a state of emergency. And in a state of emergency, the federal government, in fact, the president of the United States himself, can green light all kinds of stuff. And they did. Okay. Now, what is interesting here is that the data revealed in this, quote, insider report released by the big pharma company refutes the official vaccine narrative peddled by the governments and the WHO, the World Health Organization. It also confirms the analysis of numerous medical doctors and scientists who have revealed the devastating consequences of the mRNA vaccine. I'm going to say allegedly. What is contained in this big pharma company's confidential report is detailed evidence on the alleged negative impacts of the vaccine on mortality and morbidity. That means, as you know, they're allegedly admitting on through their own reports and documentation, they're admitting that there's a relationship, there's an impact of the vaccine on mortality and morbidity, which is, you know, your life, your health, how long you're going to live. So if you read between the lines, what they're saying is, there is an alleged connection in a certain percentage of cases of people, of young people, of or whatever, who, when they use this vaccine, it impacts on their mortality and morbidity. This data, which emanates from the big pharma company itself, and this is the big deal, this is documentation. This is scientific medical documentation, because it has been released by this big pharma company itself. It can now be used to confront as well as formulate legal procedures against big pharma, the government, the World Health Organization, and the media. So they now have a legal vulnerability, which is just a fancy way of saying they now can be sued potentially. Let me add, they can be sued potentially. So potentially, if your husband died or your wife died or your baby died or whoever died, the athletes dropping dead on the football field and the soccer field and stuff, potentially the families of those athletes could initiate lawsuits. Now, I don't know who would be liable, whether it would be the big pharma company or whether it would be the corporate owners of these big sports teams. I don't know who the liable party is. And then you have the millions of people who were forced to file bankruptcy, who had to resign from their jobs, who may never recover the level and height that they achieved in their chosen career. These people whose careers were permanently damaged because of one of two reasons. Number one is they chose in good conscience not to take the vaccine because it violated their conscience either religiously or it violated their conscience in terms of health. They didn't trust that the vaccine was safe to take. And so many, many, many giant corporations, multinational corporations in America and around the world, and many, many agencies of the federal government, police departments, and teachers' unions. You know, the list is endless of entities that gave an order to their employees, whether they were teachers or policemen or corporate people high up in the corporate ladder. They were given an ultimatum. You have to get the vaccine if you want to remain employed. So their employees dutifully got the vaccine. Now, that's all potentially well and good, but if it can be proven, and if indeed it even happened, allegedly, there could be a tsunami of lawsuits if these people, and there are millions of them, were permanently disabled, injured, their immune systems allegedly were negatively impacted. There's so many things. They died of a heart attack. They died inside one of those ventilator machines. Allegedly, there would be a tsunami of lawsuits. And then fertility. You know, according to this big pharma company's own private classified data, both men and women's fertility in their prime age of reproduction was damaged, and their ability to conceive a baby. So like for males, it's alleged that the sperm count and the quality of the sperm was damaged, allegedly. And so we don't know to what degree, if any, how many males may potentially not be able to reproduce and fertilize a woman's egg because of the vaccine. And then when it comes to the woman's ability to reproduce and have a baby, there are allegedly huge numbers of women who will find it difficult to conceive a baby, to bring a baby into full childbirth, and they will have great difficulty getting pregnant, allegedly, because of the negative side effects of the vaccine. This is serious stuff here. Now, then you have all the people who, in good conscience, could not get the vaccine, and they quit their jobs for religious reasons or health reasons or whatever. They could not find a job anywhere of the same level that paid as well, that had the upward mobility, and their careers allegedly were permanently damaged. And then, of this group of people that declined and that's millions and millions and millions, and they lie about the statistics. You know, you hear all kinds of crazy percentages of what the total amount of people it is that declined to get the vaccination. Some people say, oh, it's 45% declined to get the vaccination. Some people will say it's far less. Whatever the number, 30%, 45%, when you added it all up, it's millions and millions of people who declined to get the vaccination. And because of that, their businesses were permanently damaged, allegedly, and they had to go out of business. They filed bankruptcy. Their buildings or their houses were repossessed by the banks. They took a long-term financial hit. Some will recover and some may never recover. So there's a financial cost to millions and millions of people who chose not to get the vaccine. All the policemen, all the firemen, all the teachers, all the medical workers. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So this is serious business. And once again, the reason it is critically serious business is the data, the facts, the documentation is all coming from the big pharma company's classified report itself. So that's the alarming thing. It's coming from the big pharmaceutical company itself. And so we have a crisis, and we don't know yet what the other pharmaceutical companies are going to do, or what the World Health Organization is going to do. You know, I just want to digress for like 2 minutes. I'm sure you've noticed the ongoing percentage of absolutely insane, absolutely lousy, absolutely deadly, and absolutely detrimental policies and decisions that regularly come out of institutions and organizations like the WHO, the World Health Organization, part of the United Nations, or the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, or the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, or the United Nations, and all these people associated with Fauci and the rest of the clown circus. Their decisions were the decisions that a sociopath would have made. And how many times did they come and speak to hundreds of millions of people on television in America, demanding and partnering with the governors and the president and the vice president? How many times did these, the heads of like World Health Organization, et cetera, come before the American people, and then it was turned into a law that you had to obey or you would be seriously fined, lose your job, not get employment, not be able to fly on a plane, or other bad things would happen to you? How many times did Fauci and Gates and the rest of the clown patrol, how many times did they pretend to be God and issue these statements which became laws, which made it mandatory for American citizens to actually do things that produced 180 degrees the opposite of what they were supposed to do? In other words, the clown patrol kept issuing statements which were passed into laws on so many things: lockdowns, social isolation, masks. Do you build your immune system or not build your immune system? Do you need vitamin D or you don't need vitamin D? You go on forever. They would come out with statements that you only need one vaccination, and now you've turned it around, and I don't know what the number of vaccinations is. I think it's at least 4. Okay? 4? Look, I'm not going to tell you what to do because I'm not a doctor, nor am I a psychiatrist. But may I politely suggest something to you? Perhaps you would benefit from psychiatric consultation if you're one of those people who has made the choice to get four of these vaccinations. You saw what happened in the first wave of vaccinations. You saw what happened in the second wave of vaccinations. You saw what happened in the third wave of vaccinations. Are you certifiably and clinically insane that you would choose to get the fourth vaccination? There's this manual, I forgot what it's called. It's the Diagnostic Manual of Psychiatric something or other. And they list every single psychiatric condition known to man, its history, and potentially how to treat it. Well, if you're, you can commit suicide in a very quick way, or you can commit suicide in a slow and incremental way. But there is something seriously wrong with your cognitive abilities, your reasoning abilities, your perception, your ability to embrace reality, etc., and so on, if you're jumping up and down to get your fourth vaccine. What are you, crazy? And again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I'm not giving medical or psychiatric advice. I'm just speculating on the generic topic of sanity. All right, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. If you love people like you say you do, love thy neighbor as thyself, love one another as Christ loved the church, if you truly love people, then you're going to tell people the truth that will save their lives. Now, of course, if you don't love them, you will deprive them of the truth and let them die. But anybody who has the love of God in their heart is going to tell people the truth. But in order to do that, you're going to have to help us spread this message far and wide. So I'm asking you to partner with me on the Paul McGuire Report. Spread these links. Spread this message. You know, get a fire under your posterior, man. Allow the Lord to set you on fire with conviction, with a conscience, with a burden, and then get into action. Get into action and make your love an action. And I'm talking about the pure agape love of Jesus Christ. Because you can't save somebody who's dead. May I say that again? If somebody dropped dead, allegedly because of something with the vaccine or whatever, allegedly, if they dropped dead, is it possible for you to save their soul? Is it possible for you to win their soul and lead them into salvation so they can be born again? Is it possible for you to share the message of Christ so that they can go into heaven? Now, if you have any knowledge of the Bible at all, and many of you do have a knowledge of the Bible, you would know that once a person is dead, for whatever reason, the opportunity to save their souls and win them to Christ ends. When their body dies, they're either saved by the Spirit of God or they're not saved. If they're saved, then when they die, they're going to go directly into heaven. If they're not saved when they die, they cannot go into heaven. So the opportunity to save souls and win people to Christ only exists while they are alive. If they take something that kills them in whatever period of time, the day that it actually kills them, the day that it actually pulls the plug on their lifespan, is the day your opportunity to lead them to Christ is over. And if God gave you an assignment and a burden to win one of these people, Jesus Christ, maybe a family member, a friend, associate, or whatever, and you've had this burden, let's say, for decades, a burden to explain the gospel of Jesus Christ to them coherently, and for whatever reason, you put it off, you postponed it, or whatever. For whatever reason. And let us say hypothetically and allegedly, and I know I'm abusing the word allegedly, but I'm doing so out of I have a purpose for it, and you know what it is. So, if they were to die because of something to do with COVID, at the moment of their death, that's the end of your opportunity to save their souls. And I want you to remember that. I'm not manipulating you. I want to present to you the truth. Why? Because most of you know the truth, and you're right on track with me. That's why you listen to the Paul McGuire Report. Most of you know what I'm talking about already. But there's a certain percentage of you, and more importantly, there's a very large percentage of people that you know out there that if you would simply bother to send them the link of this particular program in the Paul McGuire archives, you could be responsible for a soul being saved, because that person would be convicted by the Holy Spirit of their responsibility to win souls to Christ to people who are still alive. And it would be a reminder that life is short and nobody knows when your life is going to end. So I'm passing this information on to you with the utmost sobriety. Because I personally believe, and I think most of you would agree with me, is that if you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ at all, then in a very, very sober sense, with the utmost seriousness and gravity, we have a responsibility, in fact, a commandment by Almighty God to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But that can only be done while they're alive. So if you aren't willing to partner with me or somebody else or do it by yourself and spread the links and the programs in terms of pre-evangelism and evangelism, then may I ask you a question? This is not about guilt. This is not about manipulation, because I learned a long time ago that people rarely change because of guilt and manipulation, but they do change when they're presented with the nitty-gritty truth, which is what I'm trying to do now. I need your help. I need you to partner with Paul McGuire Ministries financially with your donations and contributions and help me spread this word far and wide. And I need you to pray for me and my family and those associated with this ministry as an intercessory prayer warrior, so that God would breathe life on our efforts. And finally, I ask you to partner with me with your volunteering and your spreading of information. And I thank you in advance for doing that. I thank you in advance for being faithful with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. McGuire is spelled McGuire.us. We'll be back in just a moment. You are now listening to the Paul McGuire Report on Paul McGuire. okay, we're going to dive back into this confidential report that was released by one of the big pharmaceutical companies that manufactures and distributes the COVID vaccine, COVID vaccination. Okay, so now I'm looking at the actual report in front of my hands, and you can examine and look at this report yourself. An excellent source is from Professor Michael Chudovsky, I hope I pronounced his name right, with Global Research. And he wrote an article. He writes many articles, but he wrote an article on this that is very informative. And they also, in that report, print out, if not the whole report, well, I think they print out the whole report. So I am looking at the firsthand original document that was produced and written by the actual big pharma company, which produced, manufactured, and distributed the COVID vaccine and many other vaccines. So the dangers that I'm talking about, I'm not pulling out of my hat. My documented source is the report from the big pharma company itself under the Freedom of Information. This report can now be viewed by the public. So you can look at it with your own two eyes. Now, let me say something about that. So when you try to tell the truth to all your friends or whatever people you know, and they sound like an insane duck quacking conspiracy theory, very simple. Print the report out. Print the whole report out. Slam it down on their desk. Don't get fired and say, this is not a conspiracy theory. What I'm providing you is the original documentation that has been released by the big pharmaceutical company itself, which developed the vaccination and the vaccine, and the study and the documentation and the facts and the percentages are all based on the research of this big pharmaceutical company. So all you have to do is look at it for yourself. You can't argue conspiracy theory. It doesn't work in this particular instance, as in most instances, because we're not relying on a conspiracy for our facts and documentation. We are relying on a firsthand documented source, which is the big pharmaceutical company itself, which produced and created the vaccine and is giving us a report of the harmful effects and the percentages and so on and so forth. Now, remember, there's some manipulation. Even though they released the report, there's manipulation in the release of the report because they're only giving us data from a 2.5 month period. So, and they're only giving us certain data. The fact of the matter is, according to their additional data, the numbers of people that have died or have been seriously harmed in many different areas due to taking the vaccine or the vaccination is vastly larger than the numbers that they're presenting because they cherry-picked the time frame. Now, even though they manipulated the data to make it look good for them. The point is, the data is so bad, the documentation is so incredibly awful, that even though we're only dealing with a percentage of the actual people that took the vaccination and who were harmed and died because of it, the statistics on those people who were died or severely harmed or who went bankrupt, even though they're only giving us a glimpse, the facts and documentation of harm done to people is astronomical. On that basis alone, there should be investigations by our government. And you may ask yourself the question, our government has its nose in everything on planet Earth, but our government doesn't seem to have Republicans also. Don't make this a Democrat-Republican thing. The majority of the Republicans have been in bed with the Democrats for a long, long time. This is deep evil. And let me add something. I deal with many of these things in my brand new book, Power from On High, which, yes, it's finally coming out. I don't have an exact release date because I don't want to give you one so you get mad and say, all I'm saying is it is being sent to the printer now, because we did a major rewrite. I wrote that book, Power from On High, twice. I wrote the book twice because I had to include COVID, the world economic crisis, the global reset, and all the things that have happened since the first time I wrote the book. And I was right on the edge of mailing it out to all the pre-orders. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to have to risk this. I can't in good conscience mail out Power from On High to all the people who pre-ordered it, because the whole world has changed. And if I mail it out to them now, it doesn't contain all of the up-to-date information and conflicts and things like that. And my conscience wouldn't allow me to do that, even though I knew I'd get some people mad. I've tried to contact everybody, but I knew I would get some people mad. But in good conscience, I could not mail out a book that was irrelevant. I could not mail out a book to you that is irrelevant. When I first began writing Power from On High, and then I finished the book, it was like 400 or 500 pages long. We were set to print it. Then we were going to mail it. And then, in rapid fire, the world changed. COVID, millions of deaths, lockdowns, the whole world transformed. And I realized I could not cheat you, my partners, by giving you an irrelevant, out-of-date book. I just couldn't do it. I'd be ashamed of myself. So, forget about all the time and investment and everything else that I put into writing the book twice. I said, there's only one way I can do this with a clean conscience, and more importantly, it's equal. There's only one way I can write this book, Power from On High, in such a way that I will be faithful to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's only one way I can write the book in such a way that its contents will contain the prophetic warning and the prophetic promise concerning America and the world that the Lord commanded me to put in the book as a watchman on the wall. If I was to just slop it out and mail out the books to people, and it didn't contain the watchman's warning that the Lord told me to put in it, I would have been an unfaithful watchman. And quite honestly, I don't know about you, but I fear God. And a teacher is judged by a greater standard. And because I fear the Lord in a healthy way, I couldn't just slop out stuff. That would be like false prophecy. That would be profane. So I rewrote the entire book. I don't know what's going to be, 450, 500 pages. We'll know soon. But it's up to date. It has all kinds of up-to-date information. Okay, and it has stuff that you haven't read before anywhere. But I wanna just touch on one thing briefly that's in this brand new book, Power from On High. By the way, there is still very little time, but there is still time left to pre-order the book, Power from On High, at a financial discount. If you order it now, pre-order it now at paulmaguire.us, that's paulmaguire.us, you can pre-order it at a financial discount. And I want to remind you that pre-order means you're paying for the book now, and then when the book's ready, it's mailed to you. That's what a pre-order is. So please, and I mean this humbly, don't get upset with me that you pre-ordered the book and you're saying 2 days later, well, where's the book? You pre-ordered it, which simply means you paid for the book in advance, and when the book is ready, we will mail it to you immediately. In fact, every person who has pre-ordered the book, we have your name and address on a mailing envelope ready to go, so that when the book comes in, the book gets put inside the mailing envelope with your name and address on it, and it goes out immediately. Okay, this is what I wanted to touch on. The COVID pandemic globally is far bigger and far more ominous than you think it is. I want to say that. Many of you already know that. In addition, I want to say to you that the COVID pandemic, the lockdown procedures, social isolation. I noticed this in the first month or two when COVID exploded. And maybe many of you noticed this also, because you, like me, we use our God-given perception. And what I noticed in the first month of COVID and the second month and continuing on, I noticed that the I don't know what you call it, the government stimulus money check or whatever you call it, you know what I'm talking about. Many working people receive theirs. Many people receive theirs. I'd probably say the majority of people receive theirs. But the people who were impacted the most by COVID were the small business owners. They were hit the hardest. And because of that, COVID and all the restrictions, the legal restrictions surrounding COVID, it put the small business owner, many, many, many of them on a percentage level who are Christians, and it forced them into bankruptcy. They had to file bankruptcies and sell their restaurants, and they lost their houses. And I noticed that all the big, giant corporations that have essentially infinite money, the big multinational corporations, I noticed that they had plenty of money. They received the largest stimulus checks in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And these massive, massive multinational corporations, they were doing very, very, in fact, better than normal, because all of the bailout money that was supposed to be designated to the small worker, to the hardworking working class, to the hardworking middle class, to the small business owner, all the money that was supposed to go to average ordinary people and people who own small businesses, all of that money was sucked up by these globalist elite corporations. And within 2 weeks of COVID hitting, I looked at what was happening with my God-given perception, just like you did, and it was like somebody hauled off and punched me in the face. It was screamingly obvious to me what was really going on. Okay, now let's get back to the thing here. There's an agenda behind this, and you need to know what that agenda is. And if you don't know what the bigger agenda is, I want to say two things. In love, as a rebuke, shame on you. Shame on you for not knowing what the bigger agenda is. Because that bigger agenda, I'm not going to beat around the bush, that bigger agenda is designed intentionally to take you down, to destroy you economically, to bankrupt you, to force you into unemployment, to lower significantly your annual wages, to take a wrecking ball to your health care, and to bottom line, hear what I'm saying. I'm not lying to you. I'm shooting it straight. I've been doing this for 40 plus years. And I've been on the money. I've been on target the vast majority of the time. I'm not some flake who calls himself a prophet, comes into town that you never heard of 2 years ago and boast about all the dreams I had going up and down into heaven on the escalator. No, that's not Paul McGuire. God speaks to me, but he speaks to me through research and study and analysis. I don't boast in dreams and visions that are like you know, crazy town stuff. And I don't lie to you like a false prophet and tell you about some mysterious entity or entities that are going to save the United States, whether it's aliens coming down that are going to save us, whether God is going to perform a supernatural miracle and you know, clear the chairs and the Titanic, all this stuff. You notice none of that happened. You notice that, right? You notice that none of that happened. I'm telling you to wake up now. Your survival depends upon it. None of it happened. Okay? I know a lot of you fell in love with Q. Somebody called me up and they were all mad at me for allowing Q on my social media, my Facebook page. I never even read the stuff because I opened my Facebook page up to people, and unless they're, you know, preaching profanity or something, I allow them to publish what they want to publish. I never even read what the guy was saying, because it didn't ring true to me. And you notice that little psyop operation called Q, it's pretty obvious what that was about. And I said it on my radio program a number of times. A lot of people got mad at me. The purpose of Q was to lead you down a primrose path into oblivion. It was to create a fairy tale reality where the Q operation was a psyop designed to tell you that everything in the United States of America is going to get magically better, magical turnaround, Trump is going to absolutely win, you know, and blah, 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 blah. The problem with all of that is that none of that came true, and the effect it had on God's people was like shooting them with a tranquilizer gun that you would shoot, like you would go hunting and shoot an elephant with a tranquilizer gun. Well, God's people, the body of Christ, were rendered ineffective because they were shot with a tranquilizing dart from an elephant tranquilizing gun. And the supernatural body of Christ passed out, couldn't see straight, and was immobilized. Why were they immobilized? They could not function properly in the real spiritual battle. They entered into a fantasy spiritual battle. And you and me can never let that happen again. That's why you must partner with me in spreading this message far and wide. Because it will repeat. I promise you, it will repeat. You can't let that happen. All right, this is Paul McGuire. We've got so much more to talk about. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. The documentation is out from the big pharma company, where they openly admit in their report that has been released to the public the dangers of the vaccine, the dangers of the vaccination, the number of people killed and harmed and hurt, and all kinds of scientific measurements and data. It's out. You have proof. So nobody can dare call you a conspiracy theorist, because you have hardcore scientific truth from the very giant pharmaceutical company that made the vaccination in the first place. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. I need you. I'm serious. Sometimes I get tired of asking this. You are on one side or the other. You're either asleep and like out of it and openly allowing our nation to be destroyed, because that's the plan. And if you think that's some wild theory, that there's an actual plan to take down America, you need to get sober fast. There is an actual plan to take down America. And the only people who can stop it are God's people. But we can't stop it with human power. We must rely on power from on high and the power of the Holy Spirit. If we do that and stop playing fantasy games, we can turn this thing around. If we don't turn this thing around, our option is death. I mean, sorry for popping your balloon. Learn from history. What did the Nazis do to the Jews? They killed them by the millions. They gassed them in the gas chambers. They burnt their bodies in the ovens. They shot them to death. Every totalitarian regime, when it takes over, there's always a massacre that follows. And this in America will be no different. America isn't different than the other nations. Tinkerbell isn't hovering over America. And God isn't saying to the American church, you can goof off, you can sin, you can break my commandments, you can commit apathy, you can be lazy, you can worship Satan. And yeah, you can still pray and I'll deliver you. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Wake up. This is the Paul McGuire Report.